Maggie brakes for a tumbleweed the size of a small pickup. The giant weed rolls across Highway 87, bouncing off a "Don't mess with Texas" sign before resuming its course south. In the rearview mirror, the New Mexico sunset is a technicolor backdrop to the zombie chorus line the dead bush and its brethren form on a barbed wire fence. They're like the display of coyote carcasses Maggie'd seen a few miles back. If the hanging coyotes are a warning to predators, what are the tumbleweeds warning? By the brown, barren look of things, the fauna thinks the message is for them. She rescues a whipping strand of hair from her chapsticked lips. Lipstick and a headband had been out of the question when she left Colorado Springs without sleeping, in a hellfire hurry to get back to Giddings. Home. Her home. She turns to the panting border collie corgi mix in the passenger seat. The dog's black and white hair is levitating, but the wind is hot. "This is as good as it's gonna get, Louise." Louise whines, circles, then sticks her nose out the window. Maggie's phone plays a portentous series of chords on the seat beside her. She'd set new notification tones last night, as soon as she was out of Wyoming. Time for change, across the board. This sound is for a text, and it tells her two things. First, she's back in the land of cell service. Second, her phone survived being thrown at the door of a bathroom stall in Raton after flaunting a text from Hank, the love of her life and breaker of her heart. Hank's text had read, "Was it something I said?" Something he said. Funny. Defying death now, she presses the phone for his contact information. His picture pops up, and she enlarges it. He's in profile, smiling and showing off his delicious dimple. A Stetson covers his dark hair. His shirt is open at the neck, right where she used to like to kiss him. Well, not anymore. She puts the phone down, stretches her eyes wide, and rolls her neck. With another vat of coffee, she can make it to Wichita Falls for a few hours, she prays, of sleep, leaving her an easy 5 hours tomorrow. Driving outside the hot hours is appealing, due to her broken air conditioner. And pretty much any hours the sun is out are hot in Texas in mid-September. Maggie switches feet on the accelerator to give her aching right foot a stretching break. No air conditioner and no cruise control. Worst of all, her tush doesn't appreciate the long hours driving. When a 37-year-old woman gets bucked off a muscle-bound draft horse 6 feet at the shoulder, it isn't pretty. And Maggie had bitten the dust only the day before, courtesy of Hank's Percheron, Lily. A sad pang takes her by surprise. It's not only Hank she's going to miss. She'll miss Lily, the mountains, the wildlife, everyone at Piney Bottoms Ranch. A lone woman walking on the shoulder of the highway catches Maggie's attention. A long gray French braid hangs down her back. As Bess and the trailer pass her, she turns and makes eye contact with Maggie. A shiver runs up Maggie's arms. The woman's face is ghostly white. A blue scarf encircles her neck. Maggie takes her foot off the gas. Should she stop and offer her a ride? But the pale woman wasn't hitching. Maggie powers on, regardless, restless dog beside her. An hour and 45 minutes later, the speed limit drops as she enters Amarillo. Maggie switches off Lucinda Williams, who's rasping about why she changed the locks. She scans for radio stations on the new stereo in Bess, her vintage pickup. Magenta vintage pickup, a color never intended by the Ford Motor Company, Maggie is sure. But it suits Bess, and Bess suits Maggie. She loves every rusted spot on the underbelly and dent in the hide of the truck's close to 75-year-old body. Maggie catches the tail end of a commercial that doesn't sound like it belongs on Spanish-speaking, Christian, or talk radio, so she stops. The commercial ends, and a pop song with a hip-hop edge comes on. There's something else to it, too. Steel pans, maybe? Maggie groans. Her finger hovers over the scan button. Louise makes retching noises. I know, it's not my thing, either.